Day tour. 1. I have always wanted to see New York. 2. It is such a large city. I don't know how we can do it justice in one day. 3. There are so many popular one-day excursions that they must surely be worthwhile. 4. Let's ask at the information center. 5. We recommend Atlas Tour's all-day bus tour of Manhattan Island. 6. You will see the major highlights of the Big Apple at a very reasonable price. 7. And it includes everything except food and tips for the driver and guide. 8. Does the tour stop for meals at restaurants? 9. This is a budget tour, so it doesn't take you to restaurants. 10. You will stop for lunch, but there will be a choice of street vendors and snack shops. 11. If you really want to save money, you can bring your own food and eat it on the bus. 12. It leaves at 8:30 a.m., right from here. Would you like to book? 13. Yes, we'll take 2 tickets. 14. Wow, Chinatown looks so big. 15. It should. It's the largest Chinatown in the U.S. 16. Are you sure? I thought that distinction belonged to San Francisco. 17. I believe San Francisco's is the oldest. 18. Where is the famous Hong Kong supermarket? I have the address. 19. Believe it or not, Chinatown is also known for its cheap haircuts. 20. I hope we have time to get some dim sum. 21. Now we are headed for Wall Street, the heart of New York's financial district. 22. There is the famous bronze charging bull. 23. Famous? I've never heard of it. What is it? 24. Do you know what a bull market means in stock trading? 25. The charging bull is the official symbol of the stock exchange. 26. And there is the New York Stock Exchange. 27. Are we going inside? 28. Due to security concerns, unfortunately not. 29. Before 911, visitors were allowed to visit the trading floors of the New York Stock Exchange. 30. Wall Street was the site of the inauguration of America's first president, George Washington. 31. Next stop is the World Trade Center, sometimes called Ground Zero. 32. Originally, the World Trade Center was made up of 7 buildings. 33. The Twin Towers were the best known among the complex of 7 buildings. 34. All 7 buildings were destroyed by the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001. 35. The Twin Towers were built in 1972 and 1974. 36. At the time of their destruction in 2001, they still were among the top tallest buildings in the world. 37. Our tour continues through downtown Manhattan to the Pier 17 shopping mall. 38. Pier 17 is located in the South Street Seaport Historic Area, so there are lots of museums and restaurants. 39. What a great view of the Brooklyn Bridge. 40. Next, we are going to the Empire State Building, the highest building in New York. 41. We are going up to the glass-enclosed pavilion on the observatory on the 86th floor. 42. It has an amazing panoramic view of the city. 43. There is even an open-air promenade. 44. I think for many, this must be the highlight of the tour. 45. We'll have to see about that. There's more. 46. We still have Rockefeller Center, NBC Studios, the United Nations, Fifth Avenue, and Times Square to see. 47. This is a really great tour. 48. Who would think we could see all of this in just one day? 49. We will have only 2 days in Tokyo, so let's do our sightseeing in one day, so we will have time to relax. 50. Really? Tokyo is a huge city, and I doubt we would be able to see it all in one day. 51. Maybe we can't see it all in one day, but I'm sure we can see most of the major sights. 52. I'm going to check out a few of the available day tours. 53. Another option would be to take a longer tour. 54. 3 or 4 day tours are much more expensive than day tours, and they can be tiring too. 55. Here's a day tour that looks pretty good. 56. This is a full day, 11-hour trip to Mount Fuji, Lake Ashi, and Mount Komagatake Cableway with a return by bullet train. 57. So this is a tour of Mount Fuji and the surrounding area, not a city tour of Tokyo. 58. We have 2 days, right? How about 1 day for the city and 1 day for the Mount Fuji tour? 59. I just want to have 1 day to do nothing. 60. Okay, you can stay in the room and do nothing while I take the Mount Fuji tour. That settles it. 61. Fine, but we still have to find a Tokyo city tour to book. 62. That shouldn't be very difficult. There are so many. 63. Actually, that makes it more difficult. 64. We have to narrow down the choices somehow. 65. It looks like most cover the same sites. 66. The prices vary quite a bit, and lunch is optional. 67. Optional? I don't think so. We have to eat lunch. 68. Of course, the option is whether to pay more for the lunch option or just buy it on our own. 69. Let's take the lunch option so we don't have to think about what or where to eat. 70. These city day tours all seem to be around 8 hours long. 71. Really? The Fuji tour is 13 hours long. 72. I think 8 hours will be more than enough. 73. Here's one that includes a cruise on Tokyo Bay at the end of the tour. 74. Sounds like the perfect way to wind down. 75. And it's no more expensive than the others. 76. The photos on their website look great. 77. How long is the cruise? 78. It is 50 minutes long. 79. How many stops are there? 80. Do you mean how many attractions will we see? 81. It looks like there are 6 attractions plus a stop for lunch and the cruise at the end of the tour. 82. And they pick us up at our hotel. 83.
Among the Tokyo highlights, we will see the famous Meiji Shrine.
84. How about the Akasaka Palace and Akasaka Kannon Temple? 85. How many shopping centers do we stop at? 86. It looks like there are 2 or 3. 87. I think that one would suffice. 88. We are tourists and they want us to spend money. 89.
Are we allowed to take photos at the Meiji Shrine?
90. The shrine is dedicated to the souls of Emperor Meiji and his wife Empress Shokan, who died in 1912 and 1914, respectively. 91. Part of this shrine includes an evergreen forest of 120,000 trees, which covers 700,000 square meters. 92. The trees include 365 different species, which were donated by people from all parts of Japan. 93. There is also a memorial picture gallery and sports center. 94. Right in the center of Tokyo, the palace offers quiet respite, recreation, and relaxation to citizens and tourists. 95. Akasaka Palace is a former imperial residence, now called Akasaka Guest House, and is used by the government to house visiting dignitaries. 96. The huge palace was built in the early 1900s by the Meiji regime. 97. What style of architecture is that called? 98. What is that dome-shaped box up there? 99. It is the sentry box and is actually the shelter for the palace sentry. 100. We are going in, so get your camera ready. 101. We are walking through the Imperial Palace East Gardens, perhaps the most beautiful gardens in Japan. 102. This large park area, surrounded by moats and huge stone walls, is the former site of Edo Castle and the residence of the Imperial family. 103. We will be stopping at the Tea Pavilion shortly. 104. Akasaka Canon Temple, also called Sensiji, is the oldest Buddhist temple in Tokyo. 105. Its history goes back to the year 628, when, according to legend, two fishermen caught a tiny statue in their net. 106. This temple is beautiful, but it feels devoid of the grandiose atmosphere of some of the other major temples in Japan. 107. This is the main entrance, called Thunder Gate. 108. It was destroyed by the Great Earthquake in 1923 and was finally rebuilt in 1972. 109. Colorful Nakamise Shopping Street is next. 110. It's loaded with tiny food stalls and is considered one of the best places in the city to buy souvenirs. 111. There are also plenty of Buddhist items for sale. 112. Ginza is the best-known shopping and entertainment district in Tokyo. 113. There are many famous brand shops, but the side streets are filled with interesting little art shops. 114. Why aren't we stopping here? 115. Sorry, our tour does not include stopping at Ginza. 116. You said one shopping center stop was enough, remember? 117. Wrong. Now we are going to Aqua City Water Shopping Mall. 118. That's where we will board the boat for the final leg of our tour, the 50-minute Tokyo Bay Cruise. 119. I can't wait to get back to our hotel. I've had enough of sightseeing.